Right now, I just want to ask the Lord in the name of Jesus, send your word, Lord. Send your word. Use this vessel to send your word with power and conviction. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there is a word from the Lord, my friends, and that word is a very powerful word. And we're going to speak today about the power of love, agape love. Hallelujah. St. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." Hallelujah. I thank God for the blood. As I was listening to that song a moment ago, it's just hard to fathom in the natural mind what Christ did for us on the cross. And we remember that as we approach Resurrection Sunday, that is often referred to as Easter, the power that's in the blood of Jesus and the love of God and what they did for us and continue to do daily in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, let us explore the scriptures as we see more about the power of love and what God says about his love. Yes, we look for love, some of us, in all the wrong places. True love is a love affair with Jesus, and his Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truths. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, "Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Hallelujah. Once you decide to love the Lord, he will be merciful to you and give you a measure of love that you will be able to share with everyone. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people in the world that make it difficult for you to love them. But you can love them, sometimes at a distance. And you can pray for that person that God's love and grace will also abound in their hearts. Praise God. When you decide to accept Christ, he will give you agape love. That is to say, unconditional love. His love for us is not dependent upon what we do, but rather what he has already done for us on Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. He died for our sins and rose again, that he who believes in him will have eternal life. He died on the cross once and for all for our sins. He only desires that we accept him, and he will come in and clean us up. In those areas where we are weak. Praise the Lord. He gives us unconditional love and forgiveness. We have a tendency to want to love only those who love us. But Christ says, "Where is your reward?" Even heathens do that. Amen? But he wants us to show love even to the hard-hearted persons and lost sinners. Perhaps they may be saved by your conduct. Amen? Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord says, "Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you." That's love. Matthew 5:44. The Bible teaches in Romans 13:8 that he who loveth all mankind has fulfilled the law. The Bible teaches in 1 John 3:11 that this is the message that we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Sometimes we enter into relationships, and the only element we're concerned about keeping the relationship alive is love itself. That should not be. We need to know and understand that the power of love, true love, come with certain liabilities and elements as well. Hallelujah. First of all, let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. Now, this chapter in this book of the Bible, 1 Corinthians, is often referred to as the love chapter. Let's examine together what true love is and what love is not. Well, we see starting with 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, that love is kind and patient, never jealous, boastful, rude, or proud. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. Love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never fails. And verse 13 says, for now there are three, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And that word is sometimes paraphrased as charity, the word love. God gives us this type of love, so we should be willing to love one another the same way. This is true love. The word teaches in 1 John 4:8 that God is love, and anyone who doesn't love others has never known God. No one has ever seen God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is truly in our hearts. Praise God. God has given us his spirit. That is how we know that we are one with him, just as he is one with us. God sent his son to be savior of the world. We love because Jesus first loved us. But if we say we love God and don't love each other, we lie, and the truth is not in us. Lord, have mercy. We cannot see God, and we say we love him. So why do we have trouble, some of us, loving God's people or others whom we can see? If we love and obey God, we know that we love his children and others. We show our love for God by obeying his commandments. The greatest commandment God has given us is to love him with all our hearts, our souls, and our minds. And the second greatest commandment is to love one another. When we believe that Jesus is truly Savior of the world, we become God's children and we inherit power from God. We become more than conquerors. We can defeat the tricks of the enemy, the devil, and our faith in Christ is what gives us the victory, praise God. But above all we can obtain in this world, we inherit eternal life, praise God, with our Father in heaven, eternally. Remember, love, real love, comes from God. And when we accept Christ and his teachings and begin to love one another, it shows that we have been given new life. Thank God for his love and his faithfulness to love us in spirit and to love us, in spite of ourselves. Because you see, sometimes we're not so good. I know a lot of us don't want to admit this, but sometimes we're not so good. We don't always do those things that are pleasing in the sight of God. But thank God for his forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess that sin, he will be faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We serve a powerful and loving God. Once you allow Christ to become Lord of your life, you will realize that he is wonderful. He is a counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is a problem solver, a way maker, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He will never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. That's true love, my sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. And praise God for his unspeakable, unconditional, agape love.